Which page?
Watch me the dead bug.
There's a pathway up here that goes off. To the car park. Sometimes when we're speaking, people say, in the questions, they say, why do you say this is a science? It seems that this must be belief. Because science...
The science is, your so-called science is also belief. We believe in one way, we believe in another. And if you call it science, then it is also science. If you call your belief as science, then why shall I not call my belief as science? Your is also belief. We have never gone to the moon, and you are talking of so many things about me. That is your belief.
But they say with science they can prove so many things. Actually,
we can also prove.
How can we cannot prove?
It's like you say, the life is made of chemicals. You prove the chemicals and make the life, then it is true. Otherwise, it is a humbug. How do you say like that? The life is made of chemicals. You cannot prove it.
Well, I do not say that life is made of chemicals.
They say.
They say.
Yes, these are scriptures.
But they say they can prove that there are chemicals.
A proof is to take the chemical and prove to produce life. Life is called nonsense. That's called proof. You did not produce a light in an ant in the laboratory. And you still say the light is a combination of things. Why do you say that? Challenge them.
We cannot see souls, Srila Prabhupada. It appears that matter comes from matter, or life comes from matter. We cannot see the soul.
You cannot see, but you can perceive. If matter comes, light comes from matter, then when there is a dead body, he puts matter and makes it alive. Or put chemicals. Chemical is also matter. Making alive.
We made some...
No, first of all, this is my child. That here is a dead body. So, bring some chemical, just like a motor car stop for want of chemical, petrol. So you bring petrol, it will be started. Again. Similarly, you bring some chemical and start it again.
Well, that will require some time to find the chemical.
That means you are fool. You're talking nonsense. You do not know what is that chemical. You prove yourself that way.
Well, we accept we don't know, but we are trying to learn.
You don't know why you talk nonsense. First of all, you know them talk. That is fine.
But the way we do it through civilization and technology and everything
is that. It is animals. You are eating meat and you are civilized. The tigers eat meat, the dogs eat meat. The human beings are used to eat meat.
But there are so many wonderful things taking place, brain transplants and so many...
Those are lies. You are not civilized so long as you are eating meat. You have dogs and cats and tigers. The tiger may be a very strong animal, but it is not to be called that he is civilized. Nobody will say the tiger is civilized.
So we've made airplanes and cars, and if we only waited until we knew, we never could have made it. But by trying...
You have made some technical advancement. That does not mean you are civilized. Civilized means the Aryans. They know what is the soul. That is civilization.
We've seen in Eastern countries where the people don't eat meat, they are at the same time very primitive. Very uncivilized, like savages.
We don't have enough food.
Huh?
No technology, no education.
Oh, because we have plundered them for the last 2,000 years. We have robbed, we have plundered, we have taken all their money, all their jewels, all their gold, in the British Museum. It is to you. But it is dog, yes.
Oh, that's the silence.
Hmm?
You mean the silence?
Oh, some bad.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't
yeah.
see. But in Bhagavad Gita, we claim that it is a fact scientifically that Krishna appeared on earth and so many things. But actually, isn't it because we believe that the Bhagavad Gita is true, that we think it is scientific? Because we believe it. But someone else say, I don't believe it, so for me it's not scientific.
Man, why is it scientific? No, why is it not? If Bhagavad Gita says, Andan Mundu Gita, by eating sufficient grains, the living entity becomes flawless. Oh, can you deny it?
That must be true.
Everything is true. If you think it properly, and if God, Bhagavad Gita says, Jati Varnam Maya Krishna. By me, the four divisions come, human society, man. The most intelligent class, the Brahmin, who knows the souls, God, etc. By their character, by their behavior, that is Brahmin. But this is the most perfect way of keeping society, unless there is a class, very intelligent, who knows what is God, what is soul, then what is the civilization? Simply motor car drivers is a civilization. Where is the Brahmin? There is no civilization. Simply some artisans and workers, motor car drivers, wheel workers. Where is civilized man? Who knows God, who knows soul, who knows how to conduct the human society to the perfection. Tell that man. It is not civilization.
So we have philosophers and poets.
They are all low vertical. They have no information of the soul. They are studying the dead matter, this pride and honor. Darwin.
What do they know? There are so many priests, rabbis, the Pope.
But what do they know about the soul, about God? First thing is that There is a supreme authority. You are not independent. So if you do not know who is the supreme authority, what is the value of your knowledge? You have to accept that the supreme authority, because you are not independent. But you do not know. Just like a rascal, he does not know about the government. What kind of man he is? He's a rascal. A civilized man means he knows what is government, what is the history of government. Very civilized. And if he does not know what is government, he's simply living there. A third person. So, you have to accept there is a government of the whole universal effort. But you do not. Then you are third person. You are not human being. You are animal. The animal does not know. This is the truth. That you are animal. You are not human being. A human being, at least a class of man, there must be. Brahma. Brahma jana ki jita. One who knows how things are going. We know that. If Krishna conscious people, we know. Therefore, we are civilized.
The Bhagavad Gita was written 5,000 years ago, so it doesn't pertain
no,
to today.
No, it is not written.
We have
it was there. Then you do not read Bhagavad Gita. Why you are speaking like that? You know Bhagavad Gita? You have not studied Bhagavad Gita. That is a disgrace for you. You have read Bhagavad Gita?
A little.
Huh?
A little.
What is that?
It says yes, a little.
But then you do not know. Why you say that Bhagavad Gita was written in 5,000 years? Why do you say like that? You do not know. It was first spoken 40 million years ago. Imam Vivasvati Yogam Purtavana. What kind of reader you are, Bhagavad Gita? You do not know? Accusing you because you're a student of Krishna consciousness, how do you do not know?
I think he was posing as a materialist.
That's all right. But one who does not know, why is he saying that Bhagavad Gita was written 5,000 years ago? He does not know. That's my point. If you had known, then you would not have said like that. What is it? That Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago. It is abhaya. It is eternal. It is eternal. Imam Vivasvati Yogam Pratavan Aham Abhayam. Abhayam means which is never under deteriors. It is eternally existing. That is Abhayam. That's like Atma. So, Abhayam. There is no deteriors. It is there. So, once 40 million years ago, once it was spoken. But in due course of time, it is now lost. Therefore, I am speaking it again to you. You do not read Bhagavad Gita, it is said there. How do you say it is written 5,000 years ago? It is already there. It was first spoken 40 million years ago. Now it is lost. And if the material world is like that, one thing is lost sometimes. So therefore I am speaking to you. And why you are speaking to me? Because you are my guru. This is the beginning of Bhagavad Gita. That means only the devotees can understand Bhagavad Gita and it is always existing. And because it is now lost, just like we are putting Bhagavad Gita. Why I am stressing so much? It is lost. By the so-called Gandhis and Dr. Radhakrishnan, they have made it lost. Therefore, you assist. The thing is there. We are simply trying to revive it. It is not that it is the beginning. No. It is already there. But these rascals have made them lost. people do not understand it, do not follow it. That is it. So we are trying to revive it again. It is the revival of the whole teaching. Permanent teaching. Permanent beneficial in its heart. Now it is law.
Straight
ahead to the bottom of the other path.
The other path.
This road is
next.
Sure.
Yes.
He said, this way.
This way.
You go further. The turn is this way.
What you say is not that. That's telling you. Not that.
They cannot say the sun is not coming. It is there. It is there always. You are seeing now. They used to think like that. At night the sun is dead. These Eskans. Huh? And they are advanced. They used to think that this earth is square. That's good. And they are advanced. That thing in their opinion is that is a scientific knowledge. Why they should change?
They say this means they are discovering the truth.
That means you do not know the truth. That is a fact. You do not mean simply speculate. We are accepting some spot, this is truth. And after some days, no, this is not. This is not.
Many of the scientific textbooks that were written 20 years ago are all outdated.
Mm-hmm.
Can't use them anymore.
So, this scientific at the present moment, after 20 years, they will use it. This is your time.
But at least what we know now is more true than what we knew before. And if we keep trying, we'll know
that
more.
That means you are always in ignorance. This means that you are always in ignorance. And Krishna does not say like that. Krishna says the same thing I am speaking to you again. That means you are not in ignorance. We may forget something, but it is the truth is always the same. But you are making, manufacturing, discovering truth. That means you do not know what it is. You should answer, right? But you are all left there. You do not know what is truth. Therefore you are discovering truth. Truth is never discovered. It is already there. But you do not know what is that truth. This credit that you are making advance to us too, but you do not know what is truth. That is the point. Is it clear? Making discoveries means you do not know what is true. But it is good credit for you that you are trying to advance. That is it.
So eventually if we keep advancing like this, we will understand the truth.
I will never advance. Your advance is so slow and foolish that you cannot.
But some Indian history professors say...
We are not talking of Indian history, we are talking of the truth. We never say it is Indian truth.
The Bhagavad Gita has been presented in so many ways also, and now we are saying it is another way.
That's what Krishna says, that I am showing you the way. How to understand Bhagavad Gita? You are guess with that. Not so many ways. Only that one. That I have spread and prepared. That when you have to take a medicine, you have to take the direction, those certain steps. Not that so many ways doses are prescribed. No. The according to this position here. Otherwise, we'll rest here. They are wasted. So much plates. What is the value of this?
Good soldier.
What benefit is there? A soldier has died. So, what is the use of having a tree, having a plate?
This will make us remember how much our country knows.
What benefit is there by remembering?
So the family feels honored that there is a tree here for that son of theirs.
What benefit do they get?
Well, they can come and see it, and
that man who has died is still there.
Next time when there's a war, then they will feel more inclined to fight, knowing that there may be a tree.
It is a bald man deceiving. Man is talking. And even if he's there, suppose the soldier, after dying for his country, has become a tree. This is a very good reward. How foolishly they are thinking. We have to point out their foolishness. That is our business. They are watching very hard, undoubtedly. But they are watching foolishly. So my way to the result is that simply they are becoming tired because they are not watching intelligently. Like monkey, he is busy all day. What is the value of it? Is it? You will find a monkey, he is never sitting idle. He always is. So what is the result of that species? It's a monkey. And they claim to be, they are coming from monkey. This is a science. Oh, we can say that your monkey's quality is already there. You are not improved more than monkey. Because you are watching usually. They are theorizing that you have come from monkey, and as soon as you say that you are monkey, you become angry. You see? They are claiming that you are coming from monkey. If you say that you are monkey, no matter than monkey, then they are angry. You see?
So that's because we've advanced from the monkey stage up to the human stage.
If you are uselessly working, then you are monkey. Monkey is busy, but useless. There is no value. What is the value of your working? You cannot make a solution of the problem that you are dying. Then what is the use of your working? You do not like to die. Why you are dying? You are keeping memory of the Buddha. He wanted that he should not have died. That is your desire. You do not like to die. So where is the solution of death? You might open many hospitals, but where is the solution of the disease that there should be no disease? That you cannot do. Therefore, your so-called scientific research, working hard day and night, is all mighty. Who is this?
We have seen that even great spiritualists, they all get old and die also.
Yes, sir. But we are not talking of his body. We are talking of his soul. He says that soul transmigrates. So, instead of transmigrating to another, his perishable body is transmigrating to the eternal one. That is all means. We are making solutions. But he do not know. He is simply working like monkey. Useless.
Well, we haven't seen that anyone has got it.
How you can see? You cannot see how it is. You do not believe in transmigration. So how you can see? Pashati jnana-sattva.
We would
jnana-sattva. When you have that eyes to see, knowledge, then you see. Now you are monkey, how you can see? Monkey cannot see. Pashyati jnana-chakshu. That's like our men in India, they know I come to Australia. But he is not seeing by his eyes. He knows that arrangement was made, they purchased tickets and they went to the airport, and they are country. They are sending tickets, letters here. Has he come with me to see? How he knows? That I come here? How he knows? He has not seen that I come here. But how he knows? That means there are other sources of understanding, not only the eyes.
Correct.
That is because they do not know, they just want to see.
Of course, a person can never be completely sure.
That's called jnana-chakshusa. You can see with knowledge how this man is being transferred to the eternal. But you have no such knowledge. You are monkey. Monkey cannot see. Monkey cannot understand. Suppose there is a dog at my house. He does not understand. I have come here. Because he has no knowledge. So seeing means knowledge, seeing not the eyes. Say he wants to see by the eyes. He's a monkey.
That's right.
He's a dog.
So first we have to believe it and then we can see it.
Not because of that belief. It's a fact. It's a fact in this way. That Krishna says, Tattadeham Punarjanmanayati. That's all. Yet see through Krishna. Krishna is perfect. Krishna there, such a such person devotee, after giving up this body, he does not accept. But that is him. Krishna says and you see. That's like you believe me. The father believes, a child believes. Believes the father. Similarly, his authority is there, then you see. By his word, that's all. That is knowledge, seeing by knowledge, perfect knowledge, that is seeing. Not by endeavoring with these imperfect senses. That is not knowledge.
But in this modern age, everyone is...
Modern age means all rascal senses. So we have got to follow the rascal senses. We have to follow the most perfect Krishna.
The problem is, everyone is cheating. Everyone is presenting some knowledge and this or that.
You have accepted Krishna. He will not cheat. You are cheaters, therefore you are believing cheaters. We do not cheat, we accept a person who does not cheat. That is the difference between you and me.
So
We were all cheaters before we came to you, Srila Prabhupada.
Huh?
We were all cheaters. So how is it that we're not accepting a cheater? How is it that we cheaters have accepted some knowledge from you?
Yeah, because we are speaking what Krishna has said. He is a cheater. He's gone. I am talking to you, not that, as my own mind. I am presenting to you what Krishna has said. Yes. That's why I am not a cheater. I might have been a cheater, but since I am talking only the words of Krishna, then since then I am not a cheater. Vidaham samitita. I know past, present and future. Therefore he is not cheating. But so far we are concerned, we do not know what was the past and what is future. And we do not know perfectly what is present also. And if we speak something, there is cheating. There is cheating. Our Krishna consciousness movement is that don't fear the cheaters and don't try to cheat us. Be honest and hear from God. This is Krishna.
Oh, Prabhupada, why is it that some people, when they hear about Krishna consciousness, they take it, and some do not? And still, after that, some of those who take it, they stay, and some who take it for some time, and then they fail.
That is fortunate and unfortunate. Like one gets inherits father's poverty, many millions of dollars, and he has become a poor man by misusing the money. Like that. It's unfortunate. He got the money, but he could not utilize it.
This person means if you miss your business with
him.
Does fortune mean that it's Krishna's mercy?
Krishna's mercy is all right. It is your misuse of grief. If you do not, you are giving the opportunity. That is a fortune. But you do not accept the fortune. That is your misfortune. Some fortunate man, tell us.
in Kaliyuga
must be that untouched. But see, throughout the whole Europe, America, we are making proper. How many students they have come? Very insignificant numbers. Although they have come. But they are culture.
Sometimes we see that a devotee may be very sincere, but at the same time he becomes weak somehow, and he falls down.
Even if he falls down, still he's culture. Because the injection is there. It will last. Someday or other. Still he's culture. As fortunate man, he took it. But he fell down. But that does not mean he's unfortunate. He still is culture. Because the poison is already there. It is developed. That is called Agnata Sutra. Therefore he is not loser. He continues to be fortunate. It takes some time.
So he became weak because he misused his individual will.
He misused the instruction of a spiritual master. Therefore he became unfortunate. Or he fell down.
Besides those parkings of botanic gardens, I'm not acquainted with this. I don't know. So centenary, August 22nd, 1947. Perhaps his name is on the other side. Is there going to be a world war very soon?
Yeah.
We heard there would be. then it will be a very different situation for preaching.
The preaching is not disturbed.
He's bringing the clock. He went back. Still bring it around. The Tree Society originated the idea of placing this Cardi log in Kings Park. The log, normally destined for milling, was provided and brought by Booning Brothers PT Limited from their Donnelly River sawmilling area. The selling, transporting, and placing in position of this great log from over 200 miles from the depths of the forest, with each of the three sessions borne on a 200-horsepower motor truck, was a major engineering feat and a tribute to the skill of Western Australia timbermen. With the approval and assistance of the Kings Park Board, the actual placing of the log in Kings Park on 25th June 1958 was contributed to Bauhue Pipe Company, Fan Brothers, BP Australia Limited, the Forest Department and other government departments. The completion of the project was a prime example of community effort.
It weighs 110 tons, and it's 363 years old. 363 years old.
This?
This dog.
Is it like 363?
No. So they say it grew that long. In America, there are some redwood trees. In California, they say are many thousands of years old.
Is the type of eucalyptus?
I don't know. So it's eucalyptus diversity color.
I will say, King Karamana Jeevanji, you want to prolong your life with the trees. They do not prolong their life. If you prolong your life, does it mean that you are better than King Taravanaji? See, prolonging life is your mission. The trees automatically do that without any scientific knowledge. And what is the value of this? King is a truth, how they are said. King Taravana Jiva. To the not living, thousands of years. So what is the value of such living? If you see his living, he is standing for 10,000 years. What is the value of this 10,000 years? So if you live like a tree without any benefit, then what is the value of your life?
Some people say that trees may be very happy, and we know.
Huh?
Some people may.
If you want to become happy like that, be. Stand up. Stand up on the bench and laugh. Yes.
But they say we are humans, we can enjoy.
What enjoy?
Oh, television, cinema, dancing.
Yeah. There are the dogs also dance and enjoy.
But these animals, they're not intelligent enough
not
to enjoy the higher.
They are intelligent. Otherwise, the dog jumps from here up.
One line goes up.
He's injured. He's injured. So you are doing that.
So we cook very nice food to eat.
They also eat, according to their test. The hogs, they eat stool, they enjoy it. So, according to our calculation, you are eating stool, meat, and you are thinking you are enjoying it. As the hog thinking, that's all.
Sounds too simple to be true.
Well, maybe we can also, in addition to this unlimited pleasure, just to make sure we don't lose out on anything, we can also enjoy all these other pleasures.
Yeah, what his heart can ask, then he won't have done. He gave me, for example.
Sometimes they say to the Prabhupada, if everybody chants Hare Krishna, what shape would the world be in?
Get everything, and then we're not going to deliver. You see how enough?
They say that the only reason you are Hare Krishna movement is existing is because we are working and giving this money.
You must try, because you are superior. You must try that for us. That will be actually happy. That is your duty. You're not carrying out your duty. All come around to this happy.
When they say, there are, every religion says the same thing, that if you follow them, then you'll be happy. But they're all teaching differently, so.
That's right. This is the latest. You are after letters.
Sometimes people may say to the Prabhupada that we're just trying to introduce the old caste system from India that never worked anyway.
The caste system is already there. Here also, we have got more class, richer. The county staff also, upper class, manager class. So the company is against caste system. And I have seen
accept his presence, but the glass by humans. That is sufficient. He's in class, all of us. Otherwise, there will be chaos. That's all.
Visions of work are naturally there. You can't with it.
In your body, there is class. Dead class, dark class, dirty class, red class. That's not different. But when it is in the whole body, that is that. If you have heart, you can simply keep your leg. Or even if you keep the head on, that is what you must know. That's that. That is in Jaded Mantra, it is like you are reading the Ananda. Amana, the pain out of the mouth, the Chatsya, the pain out of the arms, the Vaisa, the pain out of the belt, and the Sutra. Krishna says, this is my grief. How you can avoid? You cannot avoid anything which is created by Krishna. It's sometimes. But if it's created by Krishna, you cannot say no, I don't want it. It is spiritual. If you want to avoid, then eat something. Sometimes you hear. And if you go into the dark place, cover yourself from the sunshine. Heal yourself. The sun will not come. Heal yourself. Similarly, Krishna says that this caste system is created by me. If you don't accept it, then heal yourself. Krishna will not come.
Caste system, we are introducing a system which you follow will be happy. Not caste system.
Thank you.